Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, August 20th. Markets were not able to hold on to their overnight settlements, with corn losing ground, closing negative on the day, wheat finishing sharply lower, and soybeans able to barely squeak out a positive close on the day. So let's first take a look at Dease corn, finished down 2.25 cents at 376.5, about the middle of the range there, with a low at 73.75 and a high at 80.5. Export inspections came out at below the lower end of expectations, 1.097 million metric tons versus guesses of between 1.2 and 1.4 million. Funds also still short about 25,000 contracts of corn, but a little less than expected there, so that may have added to the weakness. Taking a look at wheat, December finished down 17.25 cents at 562.5. Kansas City Dease down 17.25, 574.75, and Minneapolis December finished down 13.25 cents at 612. Chicago and Kansas City both about 20 cents off their highs, just a couple of pennies off the lows. Minneapolis finished about 14 cents off the highs there. Again, as I mentioned this morning, contributing to the lower prices in the wheat, funds long near record amounts combined in Kansas City and Chicago, a total of about 125,000 contracts long, split evenly between KC and Chicago there. And also the rumor from last week that Russia would be limiting export sales has not been confirmed, actually was somewhat denied there. And also we had Russia selling some grain out of their reserve, so that dampening the markets as well. So we ended up giving back most of Friday's gains in the wheat. Export inspections were just below the lower end of expectations, 345,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 350 and 500,000. Taking a look at beans, November, after being up 11.75 cents on the overnight trade, finished up just a half cent at 893.25, 14 cents off the highs, about a penny and a half off the lows. Export inspections at the lower end of expectations, 639,000 versus estimates of between 600 and 800,000. So that announcement of talks this week to plan talks for later in November, obviously not enough to hold the beans above that $9 level. Seems to be some good selling every time we poke our head up above that price. Probably looking to see if we can get above the high from July 31st around 922.25 before we might open up to higher prices there. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 20 points at 95.77, crude oil up 50 cents a barrel at 66.41, and the stock market right now trading up about 110 points. So again, we have the Pro Farmer Tour kicking off today. We're expecting some results later on this afternoon, and in a little while they'll also be releasing the crop progress reports. Expected to see those numbers decline just slightly across the board. We will see. Have to see how that plays out. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.